Located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Rangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Rangsang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots with over undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Rangsang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Rangsang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Dari nol. bertobatan, metanoia jadi gol. Sewaktu terjatuh di hujan peluru, berhenti subiran kesalahan dosa memburu. Di tengah gemuruh ombak menerpa, kuputuskan berlutut lalu rebah. Kau datang tuh hapuskan rasa-rasa, segala dari ombak sudah berlalu. That's why I'm grateful. Yeah. Grace overwhelming, my God is faithful. To transform me like Optimus Prime. What? There is no turning back again this time. Yes.
Hadir mengusir rasa, ternyata kau mampu berikan asa. Biarlah atasku kau berkuasa, engkau yang kupuja.
Children love their screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay. Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me. Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Listener, welcome back, and today we're talking about something exciting. Over here, I'm not alone, and the topic today is the Indonesia at the 2025 Asian Winter Games.
Sorry?
This global sporting event features the best athletes competing in sports like skiing, snowboarding, and ice skating. While it's usually dominated by countries with winters, tropical nations like Indonesia are stepping up to take part in this event. This is a historic moment because Indonesia will be participating in the 2025 Asian Winter Games in Harbin, China, a major winter sport event leading up to the Winter Olympics. But you might be wondering, how are the preparations right now? And right now, here with me in the special interview of today, I'm here with Mr. Raja Sapta Oktohari. Hello, how are you, sir?
Hi, how are you?
Sound a lot like a... No sound. Okay, so, before we start, I would like to ask you, and is the winter and the weather there good for the Indonesian athlete from what you think right now, sir?
We are currently at Harbin, China. Now it's around minus 18 to 20. But I think it's still okay because, you know, our athletes, they are quite familiar with the weather because they train not only in Asia, but they train all over the world. And also, you know, because this is winter games, so this is what we expected, cold weather.
Okay, so the athletes from Indonesia has already been adapted to the winter conditions, so it doesn't seem to be much of a problem for the athletes. Is it that right, sir?
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, this is not the first time for them to compete. This is, of course, this is Asian winter games, but before they come here, they already train in several places, certain countries who actually quite similar to this weather. And don't forget that the number that we are competing.
Similar with this weather, and what is the preparation for the athletes, and how many athletes are competing in all of the event that is happening in the Winter Games 2025?
This is the second Winter Game that we are participating. Actually, this is the first Winter Game during my period, and this is my second period of Olympic Committee. This time we have six athletes from two disciplines, which is short speed skating and dance skating.
So there are six athletes from Indonesia, right, sir?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay, so what is the goal for Indonesia in the 2025 Olympics? Like, how many medals are the Indonesian athletes is trying to take part in this sporting event?
Medals is always the main goal, and every athlete who competes in multi-games or single games, they always aims to get those medals. But the most important thing is actually participation. That's why Indonesia, as the big part of Asian country, must participate, and this is our contribution in our solidarity in Asia. So our participation is the most important.
Okay, so participation is the most important. If they achieve medals and something, of course, it will be also reward for themselves and Indonesia, of course, right, sir?
Of course, yes.
Okay, and during this weather in the negative 20 degrees Celsius, am I right?
Yeah, minus 18 actually.
Minus 18. Is there any difficulties during the preparation and also the event that are happening right there?
Of course, the changes of weather always become a challenge, but you know, we prepare before we send our athlete here. As you've seen my outfit here,
yes.
This is part of the uniform of the athlete. And proudly, this is made from Indonesia. Also the boots, the shoes. So
super cool.
All the equipment, actually, all the uniform, it's made in Indonesia. So this is a good start for us, actually, not only for the game, but also for the contribution to the sport of winter.
Okay, so during, as you said before, that the main goal is the participation of the athletes. So if the Indonesian athletes can also compete, especially super greatly in this sporting event, can the Indonesian promote this opportunity to promote the Indonesian tourism and share it with the globe around in Indonesia during this event?
Yeah, that's actually the main things of participating in every event. You know, they are ambassador, they are representing us, and when we are introducing our products, that we also we have our own product winter clothing, winter apparels, winter equipment. So we, of course, we are only, we don't have four seasons, we don't have winters. But don't forget, for your information, we have more than 15 ice rinks in Indonesia. So at this event that we are participating, also the event where we only compete in the ring. So like short speed skating and the figure dancing skating also. On the ice rink.
Okay, one more question. So, are there any plans for Indonesia after joining this super big event of the winter sport program? Is there any plans with Indonesia to collaborate with other countries, especially in developing winter sports event?
Yes, that's what I want to say. We're still communicating with Indonesian diaspora all over the world because we know we found some athletes, actually potential athletes can be compete, of course, under the flag of Indonesia, and they are Indonesian. And maybe if we need, we can also do a naturalization if they have Indonesian blood. Because, you know, for a training part, it will be difficult for us to train, especially like skiing, all the discipline related to snow. That's why we still maximize our communication to most of Indonesian embassy all over the world to look for potential athletes to compete in winter, either Asian or even world winter games.
Okay, so from what you can see, is there many young, promising athletes that compete in the future Winter Olympics?
Yeah, I cannot say no to that because we believe that Indonesia, we are a very big country, we are the biggest population in the world, and we are spread all over the world. And not mentioning the Indonesian diaspora who live anywhere in the part of this world, you know, even the most oldest place in the world, we still can find Indonesian over there. Even here, we were helped by some Indonesian students in Harbin, and it was really helpful actually for us.
Okay, so final question. What are your hopes for the athletes that are participating in the Asian Winter Games 2025? Is there any hopes that you want to give, and maybe for the future athletes that wants to try and compete in this big super winter sporting event?
Yeah, of course, we always encourage them to compete with their maximum performance. Hopefully, inshallah, if they can get medals, that'll be great. But the most important thing is actually they have to show that they are representing Indonesia. They are here because of Indonesia, and they are our ambassador. They are our ambassador who will carry big names of Indonesia in Asian Games 2025.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Raja Sabta Oktohari, for making time for this special interview with us in Voice of Indonesia. And, Voice listener, by joining the Asian Winter Games, Indonesia is showing that passion and dedication can break boundaries, even the limits of climate, and will push further and, of course, bring the name Indonesia to the worldwide. Thank you so much, Mr. Raja Sabta Oktohari, for joining this special interview. And always stay tuned, and let's hope for the best for the athletes in Indonesia.
Dibesarkan oleh angin dan gelombang. Aku dibesarkan oleh api dan batu karang. boleh sia sayangi rasa sayang badani. Yeah. Ayahku adalah sang matahari dan ibuku rembulan. Berdiri selangkah dan ku berlari merebut masa depan.
Covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Phuket Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Phuket Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Phuket Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Phuket Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Phuket Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Phuket Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupert Island, you have to cross by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupert Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, the heading boat races, and many more. Yogyakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Dukuh Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Tanpol District, Slamarajansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Dukuh Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stopping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Sudah hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulus. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan, hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangan sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulus. Kapan kurang
hanya kaulah arti
listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuai amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotang, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baed damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Jakarta Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highlands, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consist of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two pengwal, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. Is there a wild gendang telu? Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karol traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called penggur. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugung. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain techniques. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nusa Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Selalu ada untukmu. Mengapa kau ragukan itu? juga cintaku untukmu. Sudah-sudahlah, gak ada waktu mikirin kamu. Pergi-pergilah, jauhi diriku. Mendingan cabut ke laut aja lo.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Integrating food and nutrition security, a holistic approach. Analysts said rupiah remains vulnerable to US dollar weakens. And now the news in details. The first news. Ensuring both food and nutrition security is fundamental to a nation's development, requiring strategies that guarantee every individual has access to sufficient, safe, diverse, and nutritious food. This encompasses not only the availability of adequate food supplies, but also their affordability and optimal utilization. The Indonesian government has implemented strategic policies as outlined in the Presidential Regulation on the Food and Nutrition Security Strategy 2021 until 2024 to strengthen national food security through various approaches. This includes increasing diverse food production, ensuring safety at every production stage, and managing food reserves at central, regional, and community levels. Additionally, stabilizing food supply and prices is prioritized to prevent consumers from facing extreme price fluctuation. Efforts to raise public awareness about diverse, balanced, and safe consumption patterns are also emphasized, alongside regular monitor of nutritional status and strengthening food safety system education on food safety, especially for vulnerable groups like pregnant women and young children, are crucial in addressing nutritional issues. Next news, currency market analyst Ariston Tendra indicates that the Indonesian rupiah is currently susceptible to depreciation against the US dollar. He attributes this vulnerability to concerns that recent US tariff policies may lead to increased inflation, potentially limiting the Federal Reserve's ability to cut interest rates. Tendra notes that such economic uncertainties could drive investors towards safe haven assets like the US dollars and gold. As of Friday morning, the rupiah strengthened slightly to 16,334,000 rupiah per US dollars, up to 6,341 rupiah previously. However, Tendra warns of potential decline towards 16,400 rupiah, with support around 16,280 rupiah per US dollar. And that was the news.